Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Fisher wouldn't call it news because he invented news, but Calvin Watkins from The Athletic said that the Cowboys are interested in Earl Thomas, but they couldn't imagine it being anything other than a discount price. So that's the news that came out yesterday. Of course, to Fisher's credit, a couple of days ago, he said that they had already had internal meetings and they are interested in Earl Thomas. So that's kind of the Cowboy headline of the day. Be a bigger headline if they followed through with one of your ideas.
Potential trades?
Yeah.
Yes, very nice.
Well,
very nice.
I mean, why don't you start with, let's do more realistic ones and then maybe your idea.
All right, so some more realistic ones in terms of the trades. There are a couple of guys out there that could be traded this year that I would love. Now, the obvious, not realistic, but we would all love one, we know who that is. He's a corner, okay? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm going to guess Jalen Ramsey, but I don't know how you're figuring that out.
Right. Well, I'm not figuring it out. That's a pipe dream.
Okay.
Okay.
But that is a pipe dream.
Yes, of course it is. He's a guy that could be traded.
Well, it should be a pipe dream, like talent-wise. I don't know. Tom Coughlin's that old curmudgeon-y type that maybe, you know, he makes a statement and he wants the culture to be right there. The culture all of a sudden went to S last season. Everyone bickering. Jalen Ramsey, he doesn't shut up.
No.
Like, enough is enough. We know he is the best corner in football. He's dominant. He backs up his talk, but it creates a lot of distractions.
He does. Now, there's a lot of guys and this is from USA Today, on some players that could be traded this year, this offseason. So the Laquan Treadwell, a wideout with Minnesota, is a guy that could be on the move.
For what? Kavanaugh's spaghetti and asparagus?
Yeah, he was a first-round pick. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was taken 23rd.
Next Dez yep. Bryant.
Maybe the Bills would trade Shady and his 3.2 yards per carry last year. Tampa potentially trading Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah. Says he wants to go play somewhere else. Wants to play for the Rams, I think.
The impact of Tariq Cohen has made Jordan Howard potentially on the trade block with Chicago.
Yeah, Jordan Howard screwed me in fantasy.
He went from 5.2 yards per carry in his rookie season to 3.7 last year.
God, his usage rate was just infuriating there.
Yeah, I know. And I had Shady, too.
And then there are the big three of trade folk.
And I still went undefeated in our league.
Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell,
maybe?
Let
me say this real quick. Antonio Brown needs to end up in Green Bay.
Yes.
Let's just end it. That's the fit. Maybe that's a place that he wouldn't be such a diva in. Maybe he'd back down a little bit because it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you are running the Green Bay Packers and you don't go, you need to go opposite of Pittsburgh for Aaron. You better capitalize on these final years. Give him some freaking studs and weapons around him. I know that they have a great wide receiver. All right. And I think he is great, might be a tiny bit strong.
Oh, Davante Adams has been great.
Davante Adams is a stud. But stop playing around. When you have a malcontent, you have a diva, when you have a big mouth like this, I think sending him to a place like Green Bay, maybe you have a hope of settling.
Right, because they don't have, there's no drama with Aaron Rodgers at all.
What?
No, I think it'd be a perfect spot, though. I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great, he's used to playing in weather that's poor.
Yes.
You know, it's, obviously he's getting a really good, really, really great quarterback, so I think that'd be a really good fit for him. Obviously, we know of Le'Veon Bell as a trade guy, potentially, unless they, you know, just cut
him. Well, he's not a trade guy. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. That's happening.
That's true. Now, they could use a transition tag on him.
Yeah, but they said the other day they're not going to use any tags. He will be an unrestricted free agent with the Jets and the Colts, according to Vegas, the favorites. Report came out from the New York Daily News. The Jets are afraid that he's up to 260 after playing at 225.
And then Odell Beckham is another trade guy.
Okay.
But there's one dude on this list that kind of piqued my interest because you could get him for virtually nothing, And last year, he was average. The year before that, he was very, very good. And very, very good the year before that. He's a corner. His name's Artie Burns with the Steelers. He was benched because he missed a pregame meeting last year. He has no relationship with the front office. He has a bad relationship with Mike Tomlin. He may be a guy that if you were just looking at a bargain basement kind of bargain shopping like the Cowboys are talking about with Earl Thomas, I mean, you may be able to get him for virtually no draft pick whatsoever.
Speaking of the Steelers, guess who was added again yesterday in predicting a good future fit for Le'Veon Bell? If you get a second, Google Victor Cruz reaction, because Stephen A. Smith on First Take was throwing out the future fit for Le'Veon.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
Or the Carolina Panthers?
Okay, good. Neither one were mine. Well, I think Carolina's got a guy in Christian McCaffrey who is completely underrated. Because
but they don't have receivers.
That's
so
true.
So him and the Le'Veon Bell is what I'm thinking.
Right, yeah. Right.
Man, listen to Victor Cruz when Max Kellerman, like, kind of calmly is like, I think they have a guy. Listen to Victor Cruz is like, yeah.
Victor, yeah. No one will ever top Teddy Bruschi's face when Stephen A. first started screwing up NFL analysis, but you see Odell like, he don't know the
Victor,
him.
Rather.
What'd I say?
Victor Cruz. You said Odell.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Victor Cruz. There I am, making fun of Stephen A. But Victor's face is like, he doesn't know that the Panthers have Christian McCaffrey.
Well, like you said, the face, but I didn't even catch it. Roy, good job by you. I didn't even hear the very tail end of Cruz.
Well, I think Carolina's got a guy in Christian McCaffrey who is...
Exactly.
Now, I didn't understand his wide receiver point.
Right, because they're both running backs.
He didn't have a point. He was trying to save himself, and he was like, "Well, because Bobby he catches passes, they don't have a wide receiver. You know, they don't have Devin Funches. They don't have. They just didn't draft DJ Moore in the first round a year ago. You know,
Troy, play it back one more time. Stephen A. NFL analysis striking again.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah,
or the Carolina Panthers?
Okay, good. Neither one were mine. Well, I think Carolina's got a guy in Christian McCaffrey who is completely underrated. Because
but they don't have receivers.
That's
so
true.
So him and the Le'Veon Bell is what I'm thinking.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'm not even getting where he's trying to go with that.
He's just saying let's just load up on running backs and hopefully they can play wide receiver too.
Okay.
You don't think he forgot that Christian McCaffrey played for the Panthers?
I think he thought the
Panthers had an open spot.
And I'll say this. This will be very unpopular on the fan text, and Fish may drive up here, and Paul drive me himself.
I know what you're going to say, and I agree. I mean,
I always did think of Stephen A. is a victim of Skip Bayless to some degree, okay? Once Bayless left and poisoned Shannon Sharp and Fake Sports First, like, I always did think of Stephen A. as credible. Yeah, he's playing a character, loudmouth, walking into Arlington with his cowboy hat. All that's fake and, you know, all the bits and the takes that are pre-scripted. But I did think of him as somewhat credible. Like, Bayless...
He's a reporter at heart.
Yeah, like, when he talks about NBA or he says something... My initial reaction is to say, I think there's something here. I think there's something legit.
I take his football
and baseball. 2 months.
Yeah. I take his football and baseball stuff when he talks about it for what it's worth at face value. He's a basketball guy. They put him in a position and he accepted it and he has to live with it. And you're gonna make $5 million a year, whatever it is. You better damn well know what he's talking about. But, like, at his core, he's a basketball guy.
We also work him like a dog, too. He's on Saturday Night Boxing with Teddy. He's on SportsCenter. He's doing a radio show. He's doing this. All right, enough talk about him. Let's get to your possible trade scenario. Tank, you asked me.
If you were to trade, would you rather do this? I'd give you two options. You trade Tank. Now, I assume you're going to get a one for him, right?
I would assume.
At least.
That. Who's got more? There's no doubt that Jalen Ramsey would have more trade value than Tank Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
All right.
Let's say a one.
Okay, you get a one. You sign, so instead of spending $20 million, you sign Earl and Landon Collins, and you save $2 million on your cap, and you get a first-round pick. So would you rather have Tank and nothing else, maybe even Earl, but you're spending $30 million now?
You're signing Earl and Landon Collins?
Why not?
Why?
Because I got $20 million.
Yeah, tell us, Stephen A.
Is that $20 million?
Play, I mean,
yeah, you can.
Well, you
land. I mean, I guess they strong safety.
Landon might play a little bit more strong. I would rather have Tank and the possibility of Earl while paying Tank.
Yeah.
I'm not going to invest in two safeties to that degree.
Yeah, now I wouldn't sign them either, but I'm just saying, I'd rather have Tank. I'd rather have the one and players. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you would trade Tank for that?
Yeah, I would trade Tank for that.
I would not.
Okay.
I would not. And then you have to. You still have to rush the passer. I know New England did it. They did it for a series of games. They still were not good with sack totals throughout the regular season. Everyone's forgetting that. So I'm not convinced there's some brand new formula where you can have a bunch of no-name. Defensive linemen, some people are trying to make defensive linemen running back now. And I think that that's foolish. I think that that's silly. You got a bunch of no-name scrubs up front that don't have talent that can just, you know, be a running back that can rip off 1,100, 1,200 yards.
Right. Well, the thought process is that quarterbacks are more efficient now. They get rid of the ball quicker. They take less sacks.
I agree.
So it's harder. So it's less important. But the other thing is, importantly, third and 14 has never been easier to convert.
Okay, well, my counter to that would be the league is throwing more than ever, so I still need to get to the quarterback.
No, you do need to get to the quarterback, but, like, if third and nine is not a deficit, you know, like a deficiency off a lot of times with some of these guys. Like, if you're third and nine on Kansas City, is anyone fearful of that?
Well, okay, it may be easier to convert, right. But do you believe in the chicken or the egg that you need the pass rush to help the secondary, or your secondary can be good enough? I don't believe that your secondary can be. You can have Deion Sanders, Rod Woodson, and Ed Reed, but if the four of us were rushing up front, those guys are getting torched. Well, I don't believe that it works that way. I believe it works opposite.
I don't believe that the pass rush helps the secondary. We've seen that here. This team led the league in sacks one year, couldn't get a turnover to save their lives.
That doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't help the secondary. Just because you're not getting the turnover doesn't mean you're not pass breakups or a ton of long completions. And I'd have to go back to what year, because I don't think they've 08. Led the league in sacks any year I've been in DFL.
No, it was 08.
Yeah. So, I mean,
couldn't force it. I mean, it was brutal. We were mocking the amount of lack of turn. Like, they went a year without an interception. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But the point is, so let's just say it's not, you don't even want both Landon and Earl. Let's say you want Earl and you want to re-sign Cole Beasley.
Nope.
Okay. Or Earl and another wide receiver.
But I can do all this with re-signing Tank. That's the beauty of their salary cap situation.
But you also have Byron.
I know.
Dak.
I know.
Zeke.
Yeah.
All those guys.
Zeke's not getting any money this offseason. Let's get that out of the way. In my plan, if I can avoid Dak, Dak is going to make 600 G's next year no matter what.
Unless they give him an extension this year.
No, they can give him the extension. He's still got to make 600K on the books.
He does, but they would probably put some of the signing bonus on that first year.
That's fine. The point is, with mid-50s, 55 million, 60 million, they have room for Earl not breaking the bank. They should have room for Tank, Byron. Who else am I forgetting besides Dak? Any other must-haves?
Like a Byron.
Amari. Amari, you're probably going to save money if you give him an extension, at least on this season.
Yeah. So I can get Tank and still add Earl. That's what I care about the most. That's me. But we can agree to disagree on pass rush talent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.